Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am Michael Eads, and this is volume 115. I've got something a little special for you this week, so stick around. But first, I want to remind you that this podcast is part of a network of podcasts under the We Own This Town umbrella. If you're a regular listener, you hear me say that every week, but I can't stress enough how much I want you to check out the other shows on the network, all brought to you by Nashville area creators. We're hard at work on season 2 of Hot Minute and Fan Slash Fiction with Andrew Slash Zach, but there's still plenty of goodness available right now. Our bar and restaurant podcast, This Is The Place, is steaming right along with great recommendations and insights into our city's most delicious offerings. How was that? I mean, that sold you, right? But let me get to the real point here. We're bringing on a new limited edition podcast from two Nashville area natives that covers a very specific topic with great intensity. That topic? The cult classic movies, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and the sequel, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Hosts Jason Mears and Kelly Bullock take a deep dive into both movies, the soundtracks, the cult following around both, and even sit down to interview a bunch of folks involved with the creation of both movies. The show is called San Dimas Today and will debut in the next few weeks. If you're skeptical, trust me, these two know a scary amount of information about the two movies and manage to keep it interesting. So if you're still skeptical, fine. You don't have to listen to every podcast that exists, but I'm fairly sure you'll be missing out on some quality entertainment. I'll be posting some teaser clips on the website, so if you're interested, head over to weownthistown.net or sandemastoday.show. All right, on to the real meat of the show. As I mentioned at the top, I was doing something special this week, and here's what that is. We're going to play nothing but covers this week. That's right. I'm going to, well, I've already picked a bunch of songs from Nashville area bands that are covers of non-Nashville area bands, and I think you're going to enjoy it. There's a very long list of covers to pick from, but I try and keep the show around a half hour, so I'm not going to get to everything. I'm going to miss some of your favorites. And if that's what happens, then just hit me up at We Own This Town and tell me, God, I'm such an idiot for missing that one song. But I think you're going to like what I did pick. So let's just get into it. Let's play some covers. Episode 115, The Covers Edition, Volume 1. Here we go. See if you pick this out. I am sure you will.
Check, check, check. 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
That was Cannonball by The Breeders. I'm sure you figured that out almost immediately. And the band doing that cover was Pangs, P-A-N-G-S. I think that's a great cover. They managed to stay true to the original, but they also put their own spin on it. Lots of electronic emphasis there, lots of beats and some cool keyboards, which is definitely what Pangs is very good at, and they just kind of made it their own. I think throughout the duration of this episode, we're going to see a couple different kinds of covers, some that are just being completely true to the original. One is putting your own spin on it and still being like recognizable and familiar and still unique. And then the last is just like completely different. Who knows what kind of take it was. I like all three, really. Anyway, great cover. Good job, Pangs. If you haven't heard it yet, go check out their Vanishing Point EP. It is damn good and needs to be heard. Next, we're going to take on a surprising cover from Butthole. You wouldn't think a band named Butthole would spend too much time doing a cover, particularly this cover, but they do, and they do a great job of it. So let's listen to what Butthole's got in store. Yeah, their name is Butthole. They named their band Butthole, and they stuck with it, and I'm saying it on the air, and I kind of love it. I mean, having seen them live a few times and listened to their EP a bunch, they should be called Butthole. It's perfectly immature and ridiculous, and just it just works in so many ways. All right, enough about my praise of the name Butthole. Let's just listen to what Butthole's got.
What?
Rolling.
Stand beside it, we can't hide the way it makes us glow. It's no good unless it grows. Feel this burning.
Take Care, originally by Beach House, from the album Teen Dream. It's a stripped-down and simple take on the song, but still uniquely Butthole. Beach House is not a it's not a band that I would think Butthole would cover. They're a really dreamy band and kind of painfully emotional at times. It's very melancholy. But I give it to Butthole for picking a phenomenal song and doing a great job with their cover. And I don't know, seems like that band's got a lot of tricks up their sleeves that you wouldn't expect. So nice one, Butthole. Enjoyed that. This next track is kind of the track that inspired me to do this entire episode in the first place. There's tons of good covers. I've always wanted to do a cover episode, but when I ran across this recently, it kind of like flipped a switch in my head that was like, oh, doy, do a covers episode, idiot. So this is Doomfolk Starter Kit with a Dirty Projectors cover. The song is called Naughty Pine. It's definitely a bit more slowed down from what we've been hearing, so expect the pace here to calm itself a little bit. But let's listen to it, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about where it's from.
You resist on the photographs make. When I see them, when I hear them, I see regions of sharp precision. Overabundance, overindulgence. Tied together with rope and twine. Starred together with paste and glue. Two old things of knotty pine. Cover of nails pulled right on through.
And we're back. That was Doomfolk Starter Kit with a Naughty Pine cover from Dirty Projectors. That song originally features David Byrne. It's from a compilation called Dark Was the Night. Came out a couple years ago, several years ago. I guess since Dirty Projectors and David Byrne are both on the original song, that's kind of a double cover. It's very short. That was a minute and 14 seconds. So, consider it a sketch, but if you listened to the last episode and you heard me introduce Doomfolk Starter Kit, their whole deal is sketches, songs recorded in like an hour and then just put out into the world. So yeah, short song, but really nice, really nice. Really enjoy the vibe there. Quiet and contemplative and sweet and melancholy. Just how I like them. And on that note, let's dive into this Jesse Balin cover of a Sonic Youth song off of her Pleasure Center EP, which I will tell you about afterwards. I'm just tearing through these, just tearing through. You don't really want to hear me talk, right? You just want to hear the music. So I'm trying to find that balance. So here's Jesse Balin with a Sonic Youth cover that, if you're anywhere close to my age, I am 39. If you're anywhere close to my age, you've seen the video a ton, and it was influential, and you loved it. So, here we go.
If you want. Yeah.
Was Jesse Balin with Little Trouble Girl from Sonic Youth, originally off of the Washing Machine album, courtesy of Sonic Youth. The Jesse Balin release is called Pleasure Center. It's an EP that's up on SoundCloud that features several covers, actually. There's that cover, the Sonic Youth cover. There's Arthur Russell, there's Fleetwood Mac, there's Thin Lizzy. It's a great EP. Incredible, really. Recorded with the late Richard Swift on a four-track. I think it's only on SoundCloud, but it's a really good listen. So go seek that out. The latest release from Jesse Balin is called Strawberry Wind. It's a very different vibe than that, much lighter and more upbeat and more kid-friendly, intentionally kid-friendly. But that just shows her diversity. Just saw her recently at Third and Lindsley and was really blown away. Big fan of the Jesse Balin. Very sad about Richard Swift, but really happy that they have this body of work that they created together, including that cover, because it's a great cover. Very true to the original, but Balin's voice is just so unique that it stands on her own. And the four-track style recording, pretty sweet. All right, let's dive back a couple more years. I'm going to get into a song that I did not know was a cover the first 50 times I heard it. But now I appreciate it even more knowing that it is a cover. So this is from the Make Out with Violence soundtrack by the Non-Commissioned Officers. If you recall, I spoke about this on a previous episode, many, many episodes back, when I talked to Jordan Lenning from all the things Jordan Lenning does. Jordan was involved with the making of this soundtrack, and this is one of the songs on there. So this is St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh,
long fade out there on St. Elmo's Fire from the Non-Commissioned Officers off of the Make Out with Violence soundtrack. If you haven't ever looked that up, I highly recommend it. It's a double album, so it's a lot of music, but every single track is good. That's the Eads promise. The We Own This Town Eads promise. Every track is good. So that's actually a Brian Eno song, originally from Another Green World. If you, like myself, tend to associate Brian Eno with music for airports and ambient music and experimental video game music and just sort of being out there, great. You should do that because that's what he does. But if you haven't heard those first three records that he did, first four records that he did, depending on what your taste is, you're missing out. So go get Another Green World and or just go on YouTube and look up St. Elmo's Fire so you can hear the original there. All right. When putting this together, it kind of struck me. I can't do a covers episode without including the Proto Men. Their whole ethos is kind of a cover, sort of. If you don't know the Proto Men, they're a Nashville band. They've been around for a long time. They are modeled around Mega Man, the old Capcom Nintendo classic. Their whole thing is singing about Mega Man, and it is not at all what you think when you think about Mega Man. It's not 8-bit music. It's very well-produced, huge. It's incredible. It's theatrical. It's unbelievable. Hopefully you know all this about the Proto Men already. I don't know if it's the Proto Men or just Proto Men. Never been sure. Doesn't matter. Getting a little into the weeds there. Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit more about this on the back end, but this is a pretty appropriate cover for them from their album, aptly entitled The Cover Up. So enjoy this classic, originally from Styx.
dragons plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines to humanize.
That was Proto Man with Mr. Roboto from Styx. Originally, the album that originates from is called Kilroy Was Here. If you have never seen the video for Mr. Roboto, do yourself a favor. Go look it up very soon. It is unbelievably ridiculous in all the good ways. It's great. Big fan. Watch it regularly. Anyway, so that's a Proto Man song from an album called The Cover Up, which kind of, I guess, supposedly exists outside of their primary storyline. If you know anything about the Proto Man, they released Act One many years ago. It's kind of the most on par, very literally about Mega Man, lots of references to the game itself. Then they released Act Two, which is a lot more ambiguous, just kind of post-apocalyptic songs. And they've been teasing Act 3 for a long time. So this is kind of a in-between chapters release. It's called The Cover Up. They also did a record of Queen covers that's really phenomenal. But The Cover Up, I think, fits within the narrative somehow, if you're paying attention, and has covers from Bruce Springsteen and Queen and Phil Collins, Roy Orbison, The Call, Mike and the Mechanics. There's a bunch of great covers on there. I chose not to play any of those because I want to play accessible things that you know and you're not thrown off by. But what's this weird cover? I don't know the original. You listen to covers because you know the original and you want to be in love with it. Anyway, unsurprisingly, Proto Man did a phenomenal job with the entire record. Who knows how that fits into their overall narrative? I'm sure the Proto Man know. It has not been revealed to me quite yet. All right, I'm going to dive into another cover that I didn't realize was a cover when I first heard it. This seems to be a running theme throughout this entire episode. I don't know if that's embarrassing for me or not, but I don't really care. I'm willing to admit it. So anyway, here's a rad version of a Talking Heads song.
You
That was Found a Job by the Talking Heads off of More Songs About Buildings and Food, performed by R. Stevie Moore. R. Stevie Moore has a library, I think that's the right word for it, a catalog, I think is what most people would say, but I'm calling this a library of recordings from the last 40 years. That's thousands of hours. He's the king of DIY. He's really incredible, but it's so much material to sort through. It's often hard to just find something that you connect with right off. But obviously a cover, that's going to grab you right away. This is from an album that he released called The Future Is Worse Than the Past. There's some covers on there, including this Talking Head song. It also appears on another release called Lids and Blankets, a covers collection that's just covers from R. Stevie Moore. I love that cover. It's so different than the original and so very R. Stevie Moore, but the heart of the song still comes through. It's great. It's super cool. What a horribly lame description I just gave there. It's super cool. Anyway, it's got the R. Stevie Moore style that I think he's perfected in such a way that no one else could have done a cover like that. All right, I'm going to dive into a cover now from a band called Transylvania Stud. This is a Soundgarden cover, and I promise it's a cover. I say that because upon listening to it, I kind of questioned, is this a cover or is this just the actual song? They crush it. I mean, it's note for note. Sounds like Soundgarden, but it's not. It's Transylvania Stud. So let's give a listen to My Wave.
Time.
was My Wave from Transylvania Stud by Soundgarden. As I said at the top of it, it's kind of note for note for me. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm blown away that he is able to emulate the late Chris Cornell so accurately. You know, no one's going to be 100% perfect in that regard, but damn, he gets close. If you are a fan of that genre of music, I do recommend checking out the latest EP from Transylvania Stud called The Red Queen. This guy's just on my... He's on my level. I mean, I could probably talk to him about bands of this ilk for hours, and he would just school me on so many more bands that I don't know. But anyway, great job, Transylvania Stud. When I put the call out on Facebook to say, what covers should I be aware of from local bands? This song was pointed out to me, and it is one worth taking note of. They also have another Soundgarden cover, little less known than My Wave. It's called Searching With My Good Eye Closed, and that track actually features the By Gods. I was gonna play that one because it's two bands covering another band. It would have really upped the ante on this episode, but you know, My Wave is fucking great and they nailed it. So they also nail the other one, but My Wave, anyway, you get it. All right, I'm going to veer a little bit off the path now. I'm going to play you a cover, but a very atraditional cover. We're going to end the show with two atraditional covers. So here's the first of the two. This is a song called Upper Bryn Star. If that means something to you, you know what you're about to hear. If that means nothing to you, I will explain it on the back end. Thank you. Did you pick up on what that was? Upper Bryn Star, parenthetically, Jungle Floor. That is from the Super Metroid soundtrack. If you are a fan of the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, then you might have recognized that song. That was by Mad Gear from their Live at Mad Gear HQ YouTube channel. I just ripped that song down and threw it on there. They're a band that plays original video game music and covers of video game music. So that was a Super Metroid soundtrack song. And I personally have been playing a lot of Super Metroid lately. Should I admit that to you? Should I put that out into the public? No, I absolutely should not. But I played the whole thing top to bottom, start to finish. So I'm in a big Super Metroid mood. And that's why I played the song, because it was relevant to me. But also, it's a really cool cover, and I love that we can cross the gamut from the Breeders to Beach House to Styx to Super Metroid. You know, it's pretty unique. Mad Gear, crushing it. All right, so we're gonna close the episode with a cover that's also sort of related to the non-commissioned officers. This was a song that was produced by Jordan Lenning. So two Jordan Lennings in this episode, if you're counting. And this is a song that was originally sung by a cricket.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Upon a star, your dreams come true.
All right, that was When You Wish Upon a Star, being covered by Josh Headley off of his album Mr. Jukebox. That song is from the 1940s. You probably recall it from Pinocchio. That is, I believe, the closing track on Mr. Jukebox from Mr. Headley, and it is such a wonderful representation of the diversity of what he's doing. Everyone calls him a country artist, and he replies by saying country's not a bad word, which is true, but also if you listen to this record, it is not just country. I mean, that I don't even know where you, I don't know how to put that into a genre. It's not a show tune. It's not a country song. It's just a beautiful, melancholy, bittersweet song. I mean, it just hits you right in the heart. All right, that's it for the episode. What did I miss? What covers do you want me to play on Volume 2 whenever I do that? I've got a list running already. There's tons of other covers from Nashville artists. I mean, there's Caitlin Rose, Jasmine Cassett, How Became the Bomb, more from the Proto Men. There's Bows and Arrows did an EP of stuff. There's so many other things that I could have played. What did I miss? I want to know. I want you to help me put together another episode, or at least just lambast me and tell me that I'm an idiot for picking what I did pick. I want your feedback. So hit me up, direct message me on Instagram or DM me on Twitter or at me, just vocally call me out, post on our Facebook page. I don't know, whatever you need to do, send me an email, go to our contact page. There's a lot of ways to get in contact with me. I'm in Wedgwood, Houston. Just come by the studio, knock on the door and say, hey, you gotta hear this cover. You gotta hear it. Let's sit down and listen to it right now. I will not answer the door if you do that. But anyway, hit me up at We Own This Town on all the things. I would love to hear your feedback and really appreciate you listening. This has been Volume 115. My name is Michael Eads. Look out for San Dimas today coming out on the internets. And have a lovely week or 2 weeks, depending on when I talk to you next. This has been your We Own This Town Music Fireside Chat. Thank you and goodbye.